Felipe.
Hey, hello.
Hey, man, I'm ready for the weekend. Hey, so how'd the application go?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear that.
What happened?
I couldn't hear you, sorry.
Oh, I asked how'd the application go? Everything go through fine, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I already started it, but there were just some questions I couldn't answer, and I was just waiting to speak with you.
Okay. Let me pull up the application right now. That way I know exactly what you're talking about, okay?
Okay.
One quick sec, brother. LSA application form. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, control C. All right, so I got it up right now. What? Which question?
Okay, so right in the first part, where it's asking me to put my liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the one that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
Was the incorrect one. Now, I don't know how to remove it at the right one.
Okay. So here, I attach one. So there should be like a little X next to the PDF file that you attached. Like if you hover over it, it should have an X where you're able to delete the one you submitted.
I don't see that little X.
There's no X, huh? I'm on a desktop. I'm not on a cell. Oh, you're doing it on your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, let me grab my cell phone. Let me try to do it on there. See what it shows. All right, got my cell phone. So, let me go to the form real fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, docs. Doc, Google. That's a totally different form. All right, hold on. Let me check this to myself from work so I could just click on it. All right, Daniel Nelson, test account. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Alright, do it from this one. Alright, LSA application form, where you at? Here it is. Text. Oh man, I got like 16 texts, man. I'll check these later. Alright, so. You said you know what though? Did you see it or what's it do?
Yeah, I think because there was a little X I remember and I kind of deleted it earlier. And I'm actually seeing that it's just saying, I don't know if this is what I download or this is what it says, but it says a sample of certificate liability insurance, and that's what it's showing me, just a sample.
Yeah,
that was there. Or
that's
I
the sample. That. Yeah, no, that's there already. So that's even on mine. So all that is we want clients to know what form they want, which is it's an accord form, right? All insurance companies provide it. So basically, if you don't have that accord form, you just have to call your insurance company and tell them, can you please provide me with an accord 25 form? And they should be able to send it to you, no problem.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I have it. Okay, I have it, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay, let's skip that, and then now let's just go, like, to the, oh, shit. Yeah, it requires me to do that before I even move forward now.
Yeah, to attach the form?
Yeah.
If you need to, because you can always go back after you've gone forward, right? So if you need to, just attach any form for now, because I know you need your dad with you, right, for when you do the other parts. So what you can do is you could just attach any form for now, but then you'll have to go back and X that form and add the correct accord form, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Call me workaround Dan, you know? Like,
yeah.
Making this work, brother, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So try that. Any other questions on the app? Or are you good on all that? On the application?
Yeah. So, okay, now I'm on the third page now.
Okay.
So we have, I need to answer 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me get on the third page, too. Next. Let's see. Okay. So you're going to have to list your dad's name. Yeah, at the top one, where it says, please list name of all field workers, right? Let's see. For each field worker, please provide their full name and phone number. You can just put your phone number, really, because they're not going to, like, call it and verify or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Then for each field worker, please provide their full name and email address. You could do his full name and then do your email address. That's perfectly fine. And then below is the one you really need, is where you're going to put his full name and then social security number.
Okay. Can you kick me out? Give me a second.
And let me make sure too, hold on, let me make sure this will save, because what I don't want is you to go back and then it not saves, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it saves.
It does save? Okay, cool.
Okay,
right.
So you said on the last one, do what?
On the last one, it'll be where it says for each field worker, please provide their full name and social. You don't have a social, so just put your dad's name and put his social security number.
Okay, and then down for the last one, the third one, what is it for now? Is it my email?
Yeah, you can put your email. That's fine, because they just need his name, and then you could put your email address. That's perfectly fine.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's it, I think.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to put you, we're not here Monday because of the holiday, so I'm going to put you in for Tuesday, same time, 3:30. I'll check with Ivan, make sure everything was submitted, and then we just got to wait for it to process, okay? But I'll give you an update Tuesday at 3:30, just to make sure it's all going smooth, okay?
Cool, Daniel.
All right, awesome. Hey, I'm glad we could find a workaround. I know you're going to absolutely love it. And, you know, I'll touch base with you Tuesday, 3:30.